Brother on the Ooze. Once it's the highlight of the entire week as we welcome WGN-TV weather producer Bill Snyder to Weather on the Ooze. How are you, Bill?
I'm good, John. How are you? I always look forward to Weather on the Ooze. You know, that's, as you pointed out, one of the highlights of the week for sure.
I'm glad we agree on that.
Yeah. How about that?
So what's happening in your weather world?
Well, was it a beautiful day today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Wow. I mean, you know, we had that, you know, dreary autumn skies yesterday that, you know, we've not had many of those this fall, but not a ray of sunshine, according to Frank Wachowski. And we had, you know, a few little bursts of light rain in the morning, but didn't amount to much and certainly didn't do a lot to help our drought conditions. But yeah, and then today, sunshine emerged and we had an official high at O'Hare of 69 degrees, but some of our suburban locations were in the low to even mid-70s. So not bad at a time of the year when 63 is normal. So that's pretty good.
Not only that, but it's the midpoint of what?
Meteorological autumn. Yes. You know, we like to do that, John. We characterize our seasons that way just because it's much easier for record keeping. And same with our colleagues at the National Weather Service. They do the same. So, yeah, hard to believe we've reached the midpoint of meteorological autumn, you know, middle of October. We started that back on September 1st, and it's been an exceptionally warm autumn. Do you feel like that's been the case, John?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I like to use Midway Airport because Midway better represents the city of Chicago and its consistent data that goes back nearly 100 years of weather records. And for Midway Airport, John, since September 1st, the average temperature when you take all the daytime highs since September 1st, all the nighttime lows, you come out to 69.2 degrees, which is 4.5 degrees above normal, and it's the second warmest on record at the South Suburban site since 1928. Only 2021 was any warmer. So how about that?
We're in really rare
territory. And similar numbers when I looked at the month of October, just isolating the opening 16 days of this month, John. We're averaging 66.1 degrees, which is a stunning 7.5 degrees above normal. And that is the third warmest start to an October on record at Midway since 1928. Only, again, 2021 comes back into the equation and 1962. So how about that? If it's your perception that it's been mild, it's you're not imagining it. It's definitely been exceptionally warm.
Now, does that have any effect on, like, Michigan?
Oh, I'll say, John, yeah, it really does. And you know what's interesting, John, looking at that, it's not just Lake Michigan that's been, you know, we started out, we had this stretch of cool weather in the beginning of September, but we've completely erased that, and it's been persistently warm, you know, essentially since then. And all of the Great Lakes are near record warm levels, John. It's interesting. We're looking at, you know, Lake Michigan's about 6 degrees above normal. You know, Lake Erie is running over four degrees above normal. Lake Ontario is almost 4 degrees above normal. And then Lake Superior is just over 4 degrees above normal. So that is significant. And you know, John, it's interesting. And again, this is not a forecast by any means, but what that means is that if we get into a pattern later this fall where we start to see, you know, some outbreaks of colder air, you know, some significantly cold air out of Canada, and the wind trajectories, you know, line up appropriately down the length of those warm lake waters, it can certainly activate the lake effect snow machine. You know, again, not a forecast by any means yet, because I don't see that at this point, but it's something that you look out for, you know, when you note that these water temperatures are abnormally warm. So that'll be something to watch as we move deeper into fall and into the early part of winter, because, you know, these warmer than normal water temperatures, I think, are going to hang around for a while.
Yeah, I mean, and that has to have some effect. I mean, it just can't sit there and
Right. Look,
we've got a big lake and it's warmer.
Yeah, no, and I mean, we get a surge of Arctic air that comes in out of Canada, and you know that the days are really shortening, noticeably so, up in Canada, and when you start to build a snowpack up there, in the jet stream buckles in here from out of that area, we start to see these outbreaks of colder air become more frequent visitors, and you know, when you get a northerly flow or a northwesterly flow. You start to look out for places like northern Indiana and northwest Indiana and of course, southwest lower Michigan and even, you know, of course, the UP first up in northern Michigan. Those are areas that typically can really get lambasted by heavy lake effect snows. So it'll be something we watch closely in the weeks ahead. And if we get a northeasterly flow on this side of the lake, that is, you know, that's where we typically can add to a weather system where we can get some lake effect snow on our side of the lake, but you know, not as pronounced as it is you know, on the other side, in the Indiana side of Lake Michigan, and certainly in Michigan.
You know, it wouldn't be weather on the ooze if you didn't give us a drought update.
Yeah. How about that, John? Yeah, no, I know, right? And it's, you know, it's interesting. There hasn't been much change, you know, from this week to last week. If you look at the area that was, you know, deemed abnormally dry across the state, we were about 99%. So virtually the entire state last week, we dropped a percent to 98%, which is essentially not much of a change there. The moderate drought is virtually unchanged. 86% of the state is in moderate drought, compared to last week, same thing. And then if you go to severe drought, that has been a little bit of an uptick, not in our area. It's been most pronounced across central and southern Illinois, but the area of severe drought, John, increased from 51% to, from 43% to 51%. And there's even a little over about a 3.5% area downstate that's in extreme drought. So, interesting to look at. And, you know, our rainfall, John, since September 1st, is still running well below normal. We've had just over 2 inches. We should have had about 5 inches by now. And that's only about 41% of normal. So it's still dry, but we may go to work on that, at least for part of the area and part of the state this weekend as a autumn storm moves in and it brings the chance for some soaking rainfall.
I got a note here that says something happened this week in Phoenix that hasn't happened in more than 100 years.
Isn't that amazing?
What would it be?
Listen to this. So, you know, they were dealing with the remnants of a couple of different tropical systems in the Pacific, you know, remnant hurricanes. They weren't hurricanes when the moisture feed moved into the desert southwest. But what's interesting, John, is the first time in more than a century, Phoenix had 5 consecutive days of rainfall. This is the desert we're talking about. I mean, you know, John, my mother lived in Phoenix for 30 years, and I used to take a trip to visit her in around this time of the year because it would start getting chilly here, and the weather there was gorgeous. You know, you'd have pleasantly warm temperatures during the day, and then it would cool off at night. It's just ideal weather conditions, and yet here we are in October, and they had 5 consecutive days of rainfall. What's interesting, John, is, you know, I mentioned how we've had 2 inches of rain here since September 1st. Just in the last week, Phoenix has had 3.26 inches.
Can they handle that?
No, they can't handle that. And answer your question, no. And they had some significant flooding issues where a lot of the, you know, there were even some water rescues in parts of the metropolitan area. There were some thunderstorms involved where there was significant wind damage. They had 70 and 80 mile an hour winds in parts of the Scottsdale area. As I said, water rescues. And what's interesting about that 3.26 inches of rain that's fallen in the last week in Phoenix, John, the total rainfall for the entire year in Phoenix of 2024 was 4.5 inches for the whole year. And they've had, 70% of that total in just less than a week?
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. And, you know, again, you're talking about an area that just is not accustomed to that amount of rainfall, and they certainly aren't equipped to handle it. And, you get a half an inch or an inch of rain there in a short period of time. And usually the bulk of their moisture falls during the monsoon season, which, you know, occurs during the summer months and into early fall. But to see that amount of rain in a short period of time there is really, really stunning. So, yeah, they're finally drying out and giving them a chance to clean up some of the damage from earlier in the week. But, wow, makes our weather look rather tame in comparison.
Well, speaking of our weather, what's coming up and what kind of weather for the Bears game and what
are
you having for
us? So, John, we've got a beautiful night ahead tonight. Temperatures in the mid to upper 50s, which is really mild for this time of the year. Normal low this time of the year is in the mid 40s. So when we're talking about mid to upper 50s, that's mild for the season. And tomorrow we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, but trend cloudier clearer throughout the day as we move towards the evening hours. And we should turn cloudy by tomorrow night, but I don't expect any rainfall during the daytime. We'll see temperatures warm into the mid-70s, John, which is, you know, a level about 12 degrees above normal. Tomorrow night, unseasonably mild. The low temperature tomorrow night, Saturday morning, is probably not going to go below 60 degrees, John, which is amazing when you consider that's about what the normal high is for this time of the year. So we'll see some showers, some scattered showers move in, probably in Saturday's pre-dawn hours. So I think, you know, again, you got plans tomorrow outdoors during the daytime hours or even the early evening hours. I don't think you'll have to deal with any precipitation. Then on Saturday, looks kind of wet. You know, won't rain sun up to sun down, but we're looking at clusters of showers and thunderstorms on and off throughout the day. Another warm day. You know, southerly winds are going to pump that warm, you know, humid air for this time of the year. We're talking about dew points in the 60s, which is pretty humid for late October. We'll see temperatures again warm into the mid-70s and maybe even have a rumble of thunder, John. There's a risk for some severe thunderstorms potentially, which could include, you know, large hail, damaging winds, and even an isolated tornado in far southern Illinois and across the mid-south region. So that'll be an area to watch during the day Saturday. Sunday's a day of transition where our high temperature on Sunday is likely to occur after midnight tomorrow night or early Sunday morning, and we'll see temperatures fall throughout the day as that weather system drags a cold front through here. And the high will be 60, but that'll probably be, like I said, in the early morning hours. And most of the day will be spent in the 50s. So if you're heading out to Soldier Field for the Bears game on Sunday at noon, we expect some showers to linger, at least for the first part of that game. I think the rains will move out by the second quarter or certainly by the second half. But temperatures at kickoff, about 56 degrees, John, but a brisk northwest wind. And, you know, when the winds are coming out of the northwest, you know the cold fronts pass through. So we're looking northwest winds 15 to 25 miles an hour, and some gusts could be in the 30 to 35 mile per hour range. So definitely a cool day, and you know, but at least it should dry out as we move through the afternoon. So a little showery in the beginning of the game, but then conditions will improve a little bit.
Well, Bill, thank you once again for giving us a great forecast, whether we like it or not.
Right. Hey, you know, like we always say, John, you know, this isn't weather by request. If it was, you know, I'd plug it into our computer back here and say, okay, John wants this. We'll put this for John, you know.
Have a good week, and I'll talk to you next week.
You too, my friend. Look forward to it. Take care.
You too. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.